keeping the game alive, ratings time, and being a part of something big. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. We always talk about high school sports in terms of being there for the 99%, the kids who just want the opportunity to play something. In the Port Huron area, kids from several schools are taking advantage of the opportunity to continue playing the game they love, ice hockey.
You got kids from like St. Clair, Yale, that didn't have any place to play. Now we're giving them a place to play. So, you know, I want everybody to play hockey. So I hate to have somebody that can't, you know, doesn't have some place to play. So giving them the chance is, you know, awesome. And then, you know, to see these kind of, you know, you have kids from different schools kind of come together now. And it was a little tough in the beginning. You know, we had some feeling out process to do, but now they're, you know, they're becoming a team and they're all getting along really well. So it's nice to see.
Coach Ben Poink. The Port Huron United team is made up of players from St. Clair, Marine City, Port Huron, and Yale High Schools. Duncan McLeod, a junior defenseman from St. Clair High School, expresses his gratefulness for the opportunity.
The high school experience is so much fun. It's just fun to play for something big.
The Big Reds are off to a 2-3 start, and the future looks even brighter with no seniors on this year's roster. Our game balls this week go out to DJ Dixon, who scored twice, including the game winner with 5 minutes left to propel Birmingham Brother Rice to a 3-1 win over Orchard Lake St. Mary in a battle of top-ranked teams in the Catholic League ice hockey tournament. And Midland girls basketball coach Jaden Klobes notched her 100th career coaching victory as the Chemics defeated Reese last week. Alyssa Krista had 9 steals, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds, and 12 points for Midland. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature focuses on the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
Just about every sports fan, at one time or another, has left a game wondering, how do officials get evaluated or graded for their performance during a game? At the high school level, the MHSAA has a school rating system to where following each game, both teams submit a rating for the officials' work. The rating is then sent to the MHSAA office and compiled over a 3-year period. An official then has an average rating, and the schools can also indicate areas for improvement or growth where they deem appropriate. Those rating numbers then help to determine which officials are used in postseason play.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. When we talk of kids wanting to be a part of something, high school sports is the perfect vehicle because it goes way beyond what happens between the lines. Our lead story with Port Huron Unified Ice Hockey is a good example. In getting to spend some time learning about some of our football finalists from a few weeks ago, those of us who work in the educational athletic space can take pride in knowing that the games themselves are a much smaller part of the big picture in high school sports, and nothing delivers such opportunities like high school sports. Even in a week where you would think kids would be buried in football getting ready for a state championship game, players from Lansing Catholic were doing community service work for 2 days in Flint with kids from other schools. Another group was participating in an annual 3-day retreat program to enhance their faith. Another example, Muskegon football coach Shane Fairfield has his players take part in numerous community activities throughout the year to build character and town pride. And Corey Price, the head coach of River Rouge, well, let's just say that he's got it pretty good. 80% of his players, 40 of 50 on this year's roster, were honor roll students last year. It's all about something bigger. Not that trophy, not that medal. It's learning about lifetime habits of giving back and building relationships. Those are the things that'll be talked about at those class reunions years from now. And those are the things that really matter most in high school sports. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.